9. On board the Narada, an alarm was sounding. There was no panic. Between its size, superior technology, and advanced automation, its crew felt confident they were in little danger. Nevertheless, the newest intrusion had to be reported to the captain.
"Captain," Aiel informed his commander, "a new Federation ship has dropped out of warp."
Nero acknowledged the information as he watched the continuing but rapidly fading battle on the main view screen. His response was succinct as always.
"Destroy it also. Like the others, waste nothing, including time."
The first officer acknowledged the command. It was exactly what he had expected, but chain of command formalities had to be adhered to. Romulus deserved no less. Images and information collided on Spock's console, and he whirled to face the command chair. "Captain, they're locking weapon systems onto us."
"Continue evasive. Come about 90 degrees. Mr. Sulu, try to get us underneath them. If their shields are indicative of the ship's design, they may be weaker along the ventral longitudinal axis. Prepare to fire all weapons."
The stream of torpedoes from the hostile vessel was unending. As the Enterprise shifted position, one of the lethal tracking explosives passed directly between her engine nacelles. A second detonated nearby. Overwhelmed shields buckled beneath the unprecedented power. Second explosions tore throughout the impacted decks. Crew members were thrown into the walls, the floor, and the ceiling as artificial gravity was temporarily distorted. In sickbay, McCoy was slammed into a wall and pinned there until gravity was stabilized. When he dropped back to his feet, he noted with professional detachment that a gash had been opened above one eye. Flames leaped from a rip in one wall. That would not be allowed to continue consuming precious atmosphere. Either the section's fire suppressors would put it out, or it would be snuffed when the area was sealed and remaining air was evacuated. He stumbled toward the exit. A dazed department technician was standing by the edge of the blaze and staring off into the distance. Grabbing him, McCoy stared into the man's face and talked to him until the tech finally responded. Then the doctor spun him around and shoved hard.
"Get out of here before the compartment is sealed. You want to die unbreathing?"
As comprehension dawned, the man nodded, whirled, and ran, in the wrong direction. Cursing under his breath, McCoy started after him, only to find himself cut off as a translucent section of emergency response barrier slammed downward, its base forming a permanent seal with the deck. Halting and turning back, the tech stared in wide-eyed realization at McCoy. Then the severely damaged wall behind him crumpled like foil, shattering into pieces as it was sucked away into the vacuum of space along with the doomed technician. There was nothing McCoy could do. He had glimpsed that look of terror before, but only in training vids. Seeing it in person. Mouth set, he turned away. The ship continued to shudder and tremble around him. There would be other casualties, other wounded. As someone whose skills were needed elsewhere, he could not linger to mourn. The crewman he had tried to help was already dead. The doctor hurried off in search of an intact sickbay. On the bridge, isolated flares of combustion continued to be extinguished one after another as her crew struggled to survive and fight back.
"Shields at 33%, Sulu reported. "Their weapons are more powerful than anything I've ever seen, Captain. Delivery mechanism is not unfamiliar, but the explosive force is unprecedented. None of our torpedoes have that kind of focused energy, and we don't seem to be able to penetrate their shields with our own weapons."
He looked apprehensively toward the command chair.
"We can't take another hit like that."
"Get me Starfleet Command," Pike ordered. Spock spoke up before Uhura could reply.
"Captain, the Romulan ship has lowered some kind of enormous high-energy pulse device into the Vulcan atmosphere. Its output appears to be blocking our communications and transporter abilities."
"All power to forward shields," Pike commanded. "Continue evasive, Mr. Sulu. Prepare to fire all weapons anew. They have to have a weak spot."
If they didn't, he told himself worriedly. As his ship shook around him, he refused to allow himself to dwell on the possibility. On board the Narada, the tactical officer was reveling in the contest with the new target. Its evasive maneuvers were more elegant than those of the Federation ships he had already destroyed, and its return fire more incisive if equally fruitless. Already it had suffered serious damage from a couple of near misses. As soon as the Narada's full weapon systems locked on the newest arrival, it would go the way of its annihilated cousins.
Another moment, and...
We have them. Preparing to fire terminating torpedo cluster.
His gaze never having strayed from the forward view screen since the uneven battle had been joined, Nero suddenly leaned forward and thrust out a restraining arm in the direction of tactical.
Wait!
Baffled but obedient, the tactical officer's hand hovered over the control that would expel a final flurry of advanced torpedoes from the Narada's bottomless armory. His captain was gazing fixedly at the image on the screen with an intensity he had not displayed even at the height of the battle with the other Federation vessels.
The enemy hull. Give me visual full magnification.
At the requested resolution, the image was unsteady as the Narada's sensors sought to track the fast-moving Federation ship. The vessel slid continuously in and out of view as well as focus, but one brief glimpse was all Nero needed to distinguish her identification. USS Enterprise NCC-1701. For the first time in a very long time, his mouth curved upward in a slight smile, this time one of recognition. Nearby, his hand poised over the release element, the tactical officer waited for the order to fire the final fatal burst. It never came.